Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
He's one of the biggest names in global country music at the minute, and he's coming to Slane this summer. Today FM presenter Clodagh Lawler is with me live from the home of country music in Nashville this afternoon to tell us about the making of Luke Combs. Clodagh, good afternoon.
How are you? Are you good? Thank you so much for having me on. This is great. Yeah. And what a better place to take the call from
in Nashville. Nashville. I'm incredibly jealous, I can assure you, this afternoon. Tell us, who is Luke Combs? Tell me about him.
Oh, sure. Come here. Luke Combs is right now one of the biggest names in country music. You know, he grew from 2015 when he brought out Hurricane, that everyone knows. And that song, once he got signed from Sony, just turned into nearly like an anthem in country music. His voice has been carried all over the world right now, as you can probably see, and why we're chatting about Slane. Like right now, every bar and every probably a place that I've gone to since I got to Nashville, you hear Luke everywhere. He is absolutely huge. And it's incredible. Even like when I'm here in Nashville right now, I actually was at the Opry last night and I was talking to a manager that works for a big label over here. And he was like, it's incredible how he's playing two nights in Ireland. They even know about it. It's like the Garth Brooks scenario again. He probably would have done five nights as quick.
Yeah, let's not have that that whole saga, the Garth Brooks saga again. But is he the Taylor Swift of country music?
Yeah, I think, you know, back in 2017 when he came on the scene, you know, I suppose I was getting to know who Luke was. There was nearly like a shift in country music. There was new names coming on and Luke was that name. He has always excited that like the likes of Garth Brooks and all them have influenced his music. And I think that's why it hit home a bit more for all the country fans, because he's very relatable. And it's that like, you know, love, friendship, heartache, whatever it is. And at the time, country music needed a new name and Luke was the one. And it just went on to be probably more than they ever thought it was going to be.
Did he start out in church choirs?
I think he's church choirs. He also used to just work at home. He didn't know what he actually wanted to do. He didn't think even when he put out Hurricane years ago that he was going to be like moving from North Carolina down to Nashville to pursue possibly one of the biggest things he'd ever in his life go through. And it's something like that that I think a lot of people like about him as well. He's so humble and just didn't know what direction that career was going to go.
Yeah. Let's take a listen to some of his tracks, Clodagh. So that's When It Rains, It Pours. We opened with Beer Never Broke My Heart. These are some of his kind of best known songs, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. As I said, I was citing Hurricane because that was the one that put him on the platform back in 2015 when he released it on his own in 2017 with Sony Music. And, you know, from that, songs like When It Rains, It Pours, you know, they came after all these songs. You can kind of hear the similarity of Luke's tone in all of them. As I said, it's very relatable. You know, that's what country music is. And I'm always telling the listeners on Wednesday night as well, it's so simple. There's no complicating country music. Like even down here in Nashville right now, there's no complicating anything. People just want to show up and listen to the songs.
What's the difference?
That's what makes it.
The difference, Clodagh, in American country music and sort of, you know, the Irish country music that we'd be more familiar with.
Yeah, so Irish country music, and look, they come from the same subgenre that is country music at the end of the day. But I think over here in Ireland, we all love to go out and like dance, you know, jiving and waltzing and two-stepping and stuff like that. But there is loads of concerts as well. However, in America, I think it's just more amplified in a different direction. You know, it's more kind of current than what we have in Ireland in a tiny sense. But Ireland still has a phenomenal, you know, scene over here. There's festivals that are happening all over Ireland that people may or may not know about that sell out, and concerts and all the artists when they put on shows. So it's kind of the same, but we're just maybe a tiny bit behind than what's happening in Nashville right now. But and that's why, you know, when I'm on the show as well, I'm always trying to educate people. Country music has taken this complete 360 in the last, like, I know people say like, oh my God, country's cool again. Country was always cool. I speak about this to so many people, even down here in Nashville right now. And, you know, everyone, I think every time I come back here, they're amazed to see how bigger country music as a genre is growing. I work with the CMA team and we had an event yesterday and they're like, it's huge. Like they mentioned Ireland everywhere. So us Irish people are doing something right when your name has been brought into rooms like that. And
absolutely.
I can only see it getting bigger and better. Like, look, Luke Combs, Two Nights in Slane. I mean,
well, it's funny, you know, because there's a lot of people that I know, even friends of mine, that I would not describe as being country music fans at all, but they were absolutely, like they were delighted to hear that Luke Combs was headlining Slane and mad to get tickets for, you know, either of the two nights. Like, I was sort of surprised that he was so big here in Ireland.
Yeah, it's, and you know, like, even I think for me, when I saw that he came and then, you know, they just had one date out first and I was like, I don't know why people are panicking because there's going to be two dates for that man. And like, Slane is just one of the most iconic country venues in the world, you know, or even Europe. I've never been there for a concert.
Neither have I.
And I can't wait to kind of see how it works, you know, for a country artist as well, because sometimes when it's a country concert, as I said, it's all about the stories and stuff, but having a band like Luke, I'm sure he's just going to like rock the place. But to think in two nights, you could say 160,000 people coming for country music in Ireland, that has my mind blown completely. Like, because I was always vouching for country music to get on Irish radio. Now you see all these artists and they're coming over and they're selling out Slane. Seconds.
Well, this is likely to be another one of the songs you'll hear at Slane Castle. So he's helping to bring country music into the mainstream. That's the kind of love we make. But he also, I suppose, Clodagh, like he appeals beyond traditional country fans as well.
Yeah. He, as I said, that whatever tone is in Luke's voice, it's just very easy to listen to. And I bet if you're coming home later now, and I don't know, do you know much of Luke, you know, and the music, you turn on Luke's latest record, The Way I Am, and you'll just sit there and you won't even question turning it off because one song leads into the next story. And it's just like a storybook. And I think that's, you know, why people love country music. I always say it, and it's cheesy as hell and I hate saying it, but it is like three chords and the truth, you know, and that's what it is. And the thing as well, you know, you don't need to complicate it. You don't need to complicate anything in country music.
Well,
you could show up there, like Luke at the end of the day is going to come to Ireland or Europe and the UK. He's sold out every venue in less than 10 minutes. He's going to go on stage with a black shirt and jeans and boots and a hat and that's it.
That's it. Simple as that. He's one of the biggest country stars of the last decade. Multiple number one albums, at least 18 number one country airplay hits as well. He's won 2 CMA Entertainer of the Year awards and earned Grammy nominations and major industry awards as well. Alex Cunningham from Slane Castle was only with us here on the programme on Friday and told us that there's limited tickets. There were certainly, as of last Friday, limited tickets left at Slane Castle for at least one of the nights if you still want to get your hands on those coveted tickets to see Luke Combs this coming July here in Ireland. For the moment, Clodagh Lawler, Today FM presenter. Thanks a million, Clodagh, for joining us on Lunchtime Live from Nashville this afternoon. We'll leave you with Luke Combs, Sleepless in Hotel. The morning light can't come too soon. Lying here not next to you. Wide awake, I dream of you. Sleepless in a hotel. Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk. Conversation that counts.